Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. I'm Pastor Cynthia Dumas Cook here at Victory Ministry, Sword of the Spirit, with the word from the Lord. Your connection in this season will either bless you or curse you. It's time out for making excuses for those folks in your life who cannot appreciate what you bring to the table by mistreating you or using you for their very benefit. Just know this is not malice against them, because they had their opportunity, but they failed to understand your value. So now it's time to cut those ties and you to begin to apprehend those very things that God has already predestined to be in your life. You have a decision to make. Are you going to keep up with the crowd that is going nowhere? Are you going to continue to allow yourself to be blocked in by a crowd just because you are enticed, or you are filled with hearing your name called? Know this, there's nothing like the calling of God on your life. Are you going to choose to stay in relationships where you know that they talk trash about you and they can never celebrate you? And you know what? You know that they talk trash about you, but you are still there entertaining a relationship that has no value or benefit to you. You need to know that during this cycle in your life, you need to make up your mind. And you need to cut off the Judas that are surrounding you in false relationships, because those are the ones who don't have a heart to see you succeed. You better know who is in your circle that can support the very anointing on your life. Because God is opening a door that's going to change your life forever. And when God decides to use you, he will baffle the spectators. He doesn't make normal moves. So when God moves in your life, no one will be able to deny his very presence. In this next level, God is about to take you into something that is unimaginable. God is elevating you and favoring you. And know this, it's not just your time, it's your turn. Glory to God. So it's not just your evolving into what God has called you to do. It's apprehending the destiny that God has already established for you. In the book of Matthew 7:6, do not give dogs what is holy. Do not throw your pearls before swine. Now, if you do, they may trample them under their feet and then turn and tear you to pieces. My God, that's why you cannot afford to entertain false relationships. That's why you can't afford to be in the midst of a crowd, oh my God, that is blocking you from receiving the very thing that God has for you. You've been down that road before. You are continuously making excuses for them mistreating you and talking about you. In this season, you must cut them off in love and keep moving. Sometimes you have to let that man or woman know, my God, that was never on your level to begin with, to go right back to what they were used to, because you're not for everybody. Know your value. You are not for everybody. Once you start looking at the people's spirit instead of their experience, they will begin to look different. And that's why it's very vital that you walk in the spirit of discernment during this cycle of your life. Because God is giving you a platform much bigger that he can, so that he can be glorified through your life. You need to be confident in what God is releasing in your life and move into what he has already prepared for you. Now take this word and move forward into action and watch what God does in your life, because faith without works is dead. And during this season, you have too much at stake, my God. You got too much at stake. So understand the value and the benefits and what God is getting ready to perform in your life. God is moving you from the back of the line to the front of the line. He is placing your mouths, your names in mouths of many, my God. He's giving you favor in uncommon places. He's laying your name on people's hearts and minds. And understand this, you never needed a crowd from the beginning. Because all it takes is one. God can touch the heart of one man, and your life will be changed forever. So don't think your validation comes from a crowd. Your validation is not from how many reviews you receive. Your validation is not from how many likes or dislikes you receive. Your validation comes from God. And in this season, God says you've got to make a decision. It's time to cut off relationships that are no use to you, that has no interest in you being successful in this cycle of your life. It's vital. It's time for you to make a decision. Now, once again, take this word and move forward into action, because it requires you to take action. It requires you to take a step. Anytime God gets ready to do something in your life, it requires you to do something. You have to do something. God says, cut off the relationship. Sever them. He is calling you. Listen for God's calling and not for a calling of a crowd, because the crowd will fail you every time. God says, move forward into action and watch what I do in your life. It's your time. And it's more than your time, it's your turn. And that's a word from the Lord. Be blessed and know that God will not fail you.